Hi, kids. You're about to hear a Christmas story that's never been told before. It happened, not too many years ago, along about when your parents were children like you. It was shivery cold and blustery at the North Pole that night, years ago. It was the night before Christmas Eve. Santa Claus was in his bed, all covered up. With him was Robbie, his chief elf. Let's pretend we were there.
Oh, me, oh, my. This is the worst cold I've ever had in my life, Robbie. Excuse me.
Ah, bless you, Santa. Sure, and I wish there was something I could do. But don't forget, I warned you not to go swimming with the polar bears. I swear, Santa, sometimes you act just like a little boy.
Oh, I know I should have known better, but I did promise the bears I'd take part in their winter carnival. But please don't give me a lecture now, Robbie. We've got a big problem. Excuse me.
Bless you, Santa.
Thank you, Robbie. But the children, Robbie, how can I go out tomorrow night and deliver their toys with a cold like this?
Well, Santa, I guess it's up to me, as your chief elf, to find a way to get those toys delivered. And I will, too, for my name isn't Robert Edward Michael Callahan.
Yes, Robbie, I know. I'll never get over what a strange name you have for an elf, or the funny way you talk.
Oh, no, wait a minute, Santa. Have I ever said anything about your name? I mean, after all, Santa Claus? And as for the way I talk, well, I am a leprechaun, you know.
All right, Robbie. I'm sorry. It's this cold. It's got me so grouchy. Why, I don't even know if I can... Ho, 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 ho,
Oh, there, Santa, it's all right. You just take your medicine and get a good night's sleep. Robbie will think of something. You'll see.
Oh, I hope so, Robbie. I hope so. Good night.
Good night, Santa. And don't worry. Santa, Santa. Get up and get dressed. It's Christmas Eve. I've done it. Your troubles are over. The kids will get their toys after all. Santa, look what I've got for you.
But, Robbie, that's only a blanket. How is a blanket gonna keep me warm flying through the sky in that cold sleigh?
Aha, I'll tell you how. You'll keep warm because this is an electric blanket.
An electric blanket? What is an electric blanket?
Well, it's me own invention, Santa. You see this little cord? You simply plug it into the electricity like this, and little wires inside heat up the whole blanket. We'll wrap you in it, and you'll be snug and warm during your whole trip tonight.
Well, gosh, Robbie, it sounds like it might work. Oh, but I don't have any electricity in my sleigh. How will...
Tut, Santa, you've got that all figured out. As you're making your stops, you can borrow some electricity. Warm up your blanket, and then deliver more toys. When the blanket cools off, borrow some more electricity and keep going. I know the folks will let you plug into their electricity and borrow a little, considering what you're doing for their kids and all.
Well, I'll be. Robbie, you've saved the day. Christmas Day, that is. The children will get their toys after all, and... Oh, no, Robbie, I just thought of something. The people in the cities have lots of electricity for my blanket. But what about the people in the country? Hardly any of them have electricity. How will I warm up my blanket? I'll freeze. How will I deliver toys to the children in the country?
Quick now, kids. Play the other side of the record and find out what happens. Now, you'll remember that Santa has a bad cold. But with Robbie's miraculous invention, an electric blanket, it looks like the toys will get delivered on time. In the cities, at least. But what about the country, where there's hardly any electricity for Santa's blanket? Let's listen.
How will you deliver toys to the kids in the country? I'm way ahead of you, Santa. I thought about that, and it's all taken care of. You'll use an extension cord.
An extension cord? But Robbie, where would we get one that long? And where would we plug it in? We'd need an awful lot of electricity.
We've got the cord all made, Santa. The elves stayed up all night making it. And as for electricity, why, we simply plug it in to the northern lights. Now, here's what you'll do. You can't have that cord trailing behind you in the cities. You'd have it all tangled up in the rose bushes and the fire hydrants and all. So you'll go to the country first. Just fly your sleigh from house to house and string the cord along the way. When you're all done in the country, just unplug the extension cord from your blanket and start borrowing electricity from the city people.
It sounds great, Robbie, but what will I do with all that cord? I can't leave it strung up throughout the countryside. Why, I'd be a flying litter bug.
Calm yourself, Santa. I've saved the best part for last. Santa, you are going to leave the cord there.
Leave it there? But...
Yes, leave it there. Santa, tonight you're going to give the people in the country the best Christmas present they'll ever get. You're going to give them something they need. Something that will light their homes and milk their cows and pump their water and maybe someday heat their homes. And who knows how many other important jobs. Santa, you're going to give the people in the country electricity.
Why, Robbie, you're a genius. You've invented a wonderful blanket, made the longest extension cord in the world, and best of all, you're turning on the lights in the country.
Think nothing of it, Santa. It's me job. Say, look at the clock. It's time for you to be leaving. Hurry now, finish with those buttons. There, now we wrap the electric blanket around you. There we go.
Oh, Robbie, it feels so wonderful, so warm. And say, what's this little ring hanging down here?
Oh, just a finishing touch. Your voice is pretty bad from your cold, so I invented this little gadget. In case you couldn't ho-ho-ho. All you do is pull the ring, and a recording says, ho-ho-ho, Merry Christmas.
Robbie, you're the best elf a Santa could ever hope for.
Well, the best Irish elf, maybe. Now hurry, Santa. The sleigh is loaded and the extension cord's all ready. On with you now, hurry. Goodbye, Santa. Have a good trip, and Merry Christmas. Well, what do you know? It works. Maybe we can use the idea someday to make talking dolls.
Well, kids, that's the story. Hope you enjoyed it. Of course, we know, don't we, that it's just a fairy tale. We know that electricity came to the country because people like your grandparents got together and formed REMC, Rural Electric Membership Corporations, and worked hard to bring the miracle of electricity to the country.
Wait just a minute. What's this about a fairy tale? A fairy tale, is it? Kids, I'll have you know it happened just the way you heard
but,
it.
But.
Sure, and you sound like a motorboat. Yes, kids, it was meself that brought electricity to the country. Where do you think the letters REMC first came from? Well, I'll tell you. From the first letters in all me names, that's where. R for Robert, E for Edward, M for Michael, and C for Callahan. REMC. Fairy tale indeed. Why, I've a mind
now,
to...
Now, Robbie, let's not argue. It's the holiday season, and everyone should be happy.
Ah, sure, and you're right. Forgive me.
Of course. Why, I'll even let you end the record. Here, pull this little ring.
Why, thank you. It'll be a pleasure.
Ring, 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 R-E-M-C, ringing everyone a Merry Christmas. Ring, 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 R-E-M-C, wishing everyone a Merry Christmas Day. Candy and toys for girls and boys, a Christmas turkey for the family. Gifts galore all over the floor, underneath the Christmas tree. Ring, 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 R-E-M-C, ringing everyone a Merry Christmas. Ring, 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 R-E-M-C. Wishing everyone a Merry Christmas Day. Merry Christmas to all from your R-E-M-C.